So wandering around, doing some interviews and bits and bobs. At the moment, people are either in the bar or talking in a variety of places where there's either heat or light, fires and torches and candles. We're actually inside the lodge here, and there's a couple of big tubs of dough of some description. I know that there's a guy that can tell me what kind of dough this is, and purely by accident, just so happens to be the guy that loads of people on Twitter are saying, you really must speak to this guy, from the Twitter account, and I imagine company, Plan B Bakery.
Plan Bread.
Plan Bread. I was just about to say, what happened to Plan A? Plan Bread. Tell me more about it.
Right. Hi, my name's Gordon Stavin, and I'm the head of bread for Plan Bread Bakery, which is a small one-person operation running out of Worcester, or as we like to call it, the Woo, because that gives it an edge.
So why here at the Do?
We've been coming to Forest, when I say we, I mean me and my darling wife, and for the last few years, and that's coming to Forest for the last few years, not my darling wife for the last few years, just to make that clear. We've been coming to Forest for a while, and we were here last summer, and I think I may have had a drunken conversation with James, the guy who runs and owns the place, about baking bread here. And essentially, he's made me put my dough where my mouth is.
And there's huge, two huge tubs right next to us. What's in there?
Yeah, so I'm currently in the process of making about 220 sourdough rolls for tomorrow's soup. So you're getting tomato and basil soup tomorrow with some lovely rolls.
The food here is always exquisite, and I remember last year you can actually kind of see veggies being picked the other side of a wall while we were eating them on tables. And I didn't realise that... is bread normally cooked on site, or is that...?
No, but cooking bread on site is a new thing. I think it's my thing, and I think it's down to the fact that I got drunk in the Crog and said that I could do it in a moment of madness.
So how long have you been baking?
I've been baking bread for maybe, seriously, getting nerdy and geeky about it, for maybe 2 years, and I've been selling bread for about just over a year now.
How do you compete with the big boys, with the massive stainless steel, super smooth, Morrison-esque bakeries?
I don't. I make good bread. I make fab bread, proper bread.
Well, there's your angle.
Yeah. Nice bread, real bread. No chemical crap. All sourdough, Scandinavian influenced. So when I mean that, I mean, like, get spices in there, get cinnamon, get cardamom, get caraway seeds, etc.
So it's pretty obvious when someone's got your bread and not just the fluffy, tasteless stuff.
I really hope so, yeah. That would be really sad if it was ended up being pap. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch any lectures today?
I did. I watched... the great thing about baking is that you have to stay up late and get up early. So I have had the day just to absorb Forest. It's like somebody unscrewed my head and poured in a load of ideas. It's been brilliant.
I wandered in here last night on the way back to my tent because it was, to be honest, the closest toilet. And the table was covered with what just looked like a dream of bread. Was it all yours? Because I very nearly pilfered one.
It was all mine, and I counted it last night, and I counted it this morning, and I'm pleased to announce that you did not steal any.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good. I was looking for cameras, and then I just thought, no, the guilt. I couldn't live with it. But I just thought, if I eat that now, because there were some really nice small notes, I won't have a hangover. Is there any magical hangover cure? Does it soak up the alcohol?
No. The best cure I've ever found for hangovers is not to drink, and I'm not very good at that.
No, I'm just saying you have 2 pints. Of course, it's probably ingredients you were tasting.
Yeah, of course. That's because my main man, Mark Shaler, has been hooking me up with free beer, which is the best kind.
You and Tom, who is doing some baking here as well, were just having a chat. Are you similar kind of bakers?
Tom's sort of proper old school baker, but he's sort of inspired me in many ways because he bakes a lot of sourdough. And clearly... So Tom's got it sort of running through his veins, so that's really, it's, you can learn a lot from that kind of person, so it's been great. Tom ran a bread class here at Do, and I was privileged enough to be able to help him.
Fantastic. So finally, where can people find out more about what you're doing, and how do you use the Twitter account?
I use the Twitter account sporadically because I'm also Evil Gordon on Twitter. But you can get me through at Plan Bread Bakery on Twitter. And there will be a website eventually, but that's kind of like, seems like a really permanent, hard task to do. But yeah, just tweet me and I tweet back.
Nice one. Thank you very much. That's Plan Bread Bakery.
You got it.